Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
You're singing the tune.
Oh, yeah. Can't stop.
Kia ora, Chris. What's up?
Very well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing just fine.
I'm glad to hear it. And to all the listeners out there, kia ora and happy 420. If you've managed to get off early, well done. You deserve it. And if you're still at work,
leave right now.
Well, I hope you brought enough for everyone.
True, true. They're for sharing, you know. It's for sharing.
With consent. It's all about consent.
It's true.
Hey, I've got some good news and possibly an exclusive to Marijuana Media.
Whoa.
And we've heard a bit about the New Zealand's largest medical cannabis company, Helius, going under or being put into voluntary administration with the owners not wanting to keep funding the losses. Well, a deal has apparently come through that we've become aware of.
A deal?
Yesterday. A deal. So another medical cannabis company, Aura Farm, will be taking over the manufacturing facilities and saying the products will keep coming out.
Wasn't this the one that David Seymour went and hung out with?
Indeed it was. Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes, recently in the news, David Seymour having a photo op inside their extraction facility.
Political decisions are happening.
Now, that one, we noted at the time, didn't yet have its certifications. The Helius one already does.
Okay.
So it's a very clever play on their part. Good for patients.
Curious.
And let's hope they can keep it going.
Let's hope Aura Farming, they farm some Aura.
There
enough
you go.
To fuel everybody.
Right on.
Good on them.
So they are saying they'll keep it all going, same prices, same products. And then with their model of doing kind of what they call toll processing, where the little growers who can grow but can't
process,
complete the product, they can go to them and get it done, in a contract kind of model. So
they do everything. They do it all.
Hopefully. Yeah. Mm. Hopefully, fingers crossed. So, very good. Very good. Good on them. Applause already. Now, sticking with the medical cannabis, this is on Radio New Zealand, medicinal cannabis stigmatised even within the medical community.
Mm.
This is coming from the Cannabis Clinic, saying, we need more understanding because it's putting off patients. But they did a survey of 1,000 patients, 65% said that they still felt stigma around medicinal cannabis.
Yeah, I don't think that's really, that's a long game. I imagine.
Well,
I hope it's not, but it feels like it'll be a while.
I think it's certainly
better.
Yeah. And it happened very quickly. When this all happened a few years ago with Helen Kelly and Alex Renton and other patients that were going through things and all that. And we saw stigma would just drop right off. But what they're, I guess, finding is there's still a bit remaining. Hey, by the way, I need a bit of a post-20.
Pick me up.
Post-20 cottonmouth coming through. You probably want the in zone,
go
eh?
Go on.
A little terpene drink.
Yum zone.
I'll have the unwind. The old indica terpenes.
I'll have, what is this one called?
Indica terpenes you can also find in mango and hops.
Mango, yum.
There you go.
And what's my one called?
That's the in zone. That's got some limonene and pinene.
In zone, I'm getting in the zone.
In the zone. The uplifting terpenes.
Uplifting the terpenes and being in zone.
And unwinding.
And unwinding and all of that. And you can find these yummy drinks at the Hemp Store for $4. Pretty awesome.
That was a good slip. So Dr. Al-Zahar, Cannabis Clinic, he's saying, let's treat cannabis what it is, which is a prescribable medicine. It's no different to anything else. Kiwis don't have to hide and use cannabis illegally behind closed doors. I thought that was great. There's good messages to get out.
Doctor.
You don't have to. It's your choice. And you get your prescription, and you can, in fact, use it in public. In fact, Smoke-Free Environments Act has a little thing down the bottom that says this does not apply to vaping prescribed medicinal cannabis.
And it has to be vaping.
If you want to be
doing it in
compliant.
Public.
Yeah, the smoke-free environments thing, that would be wherever that is, like indoors.
So you could slang.
Outdoors or in your own place.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Whatever.
Oh, because they do really recommend the vape. That's like the whole thing. They don't want you to burn the ganja.
Well, you know, you're trying to make it
healthy.
Maximize the benefits while minimizing the bad bits.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so if you can avoid smoke, that's great. And so some people do that, like the call of the other week with dabs, where you have concentrate, so you're only having like one little puff. Maybe that lasts you the whole day. You know?
Wow.
So you might be minimizing smoke that way, or you might be having a vape. The key is using your vape right, not having it like set to full temperature and basically just smoking electrically. You've got to have it at the right temperature, which is around 190, 180, 200, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
But certainly you want to, around your 220, 230, that's where your harmful stuff comes off, so you just stay below that. And a good vape, like the PAX with that study we talked about,
yes,
they had that all preset, so you can't go wrong.
Okay.
You can't accidentally burn it.
Can you find those at the hemp store or the doctor?
Oh, yeah. Not that we're doing product placement, but yes, you can. but hey, it does remind me, though, there's another study that came out this week, and it shows, you know, people do want to get the most from it, and this was around microdosing. This was out of UC San Diego, and what they found there, 9% of US adults have microdosed, given it a go. And the vast majority of that is cannabis, it turns out.
Just 9%.
As opposed to 3% doing it on an ongoing basis, a microdosing cannabis. 3% of all adults are microdosing cannabis.
In the study.
In the States.
How many people were in this study? Probably
I did not note the number, but it's UC San Diego. It's a published study.
Has to be a big one.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're right. It's a survey, basically, at the end of the day, because they're not asking every single person in America. But the point being, right, cannabis, it turns out, is the main thing people are microdosing with, way more than psilocybin, LSD, or MDMA.
Wow.
And people are doing it so they can maximize the good things, and maybe they're trying not to actually have a psychoactive dose.
Yes.
Turns out this is quite common. People actually want to avoid a psychoactive dose, and maybe they just want more creativity or better sleep.
No one wants to have a crazy experience, unless you're particularly tapped. Then you'll get that,
I'm sure.
Exactly.
You might want it, but no, you...
Wow, and in San Diego too, I feel like that city would be a bit more on the kooky side of like wanting to experiment to figure out the best. That's just my assumption. I've never been there, but you know.
I'm not sure if the sample was from there. Could have been a national sample.
Didn't you say San Diego?
That's the researchers. That's the university they were.
Oh, never mind. Surely it'll be somewhere else then. Anyways.
They were saying US adults, so we'll just stick with that.
Okay, well that's good. That's good then. More people are getting a bit more, you know, psychoactive with it.
It's typically around a tenth the psychoactive dose.
Okay.
What you call a microdose.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe only 1 milligram THC, that kind of thing.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. Hey, another new study coming from China, and we've heard people have probably heard use of cannabis goes way back. Way back, like biblical days and things, or even earlier.
That was the burning bush we've discussed.
All of that, yes. Well,
in the Bible.
Turns out, so in China, they've found these samples of what they call phytoliths. These little silica residue things that plants leave behind instead of fossils, because they're plants.
Yes.
And what they found, digging around, late Neolithic, that puts it at kind of 2000 to 6000 BC. And this was around areas in these settlements in Shandong, which were like ash pits, floors and foundations of little houses and things. So what they were saying is, turns out, you know, this is actually proving cannabis was not only in use back then, but widespread at a domestic level. And they said cannabis is one of the five grains, is what they're confirming. Because there's always been a bit of a debate. What was the fifth? Is it really?
Oh, like
rice, millet, barley, soybean, and cannabis hemp.
Cannabis hemp.
Yeah,
true
foundational
stories
to the ancient Eurasian economy, they're saying. An indispensable component of the agriculture. Primarily used for food and fiber. Very nutritious, and you can store it for ages. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
China, they've got some shit going on over there.
Different parts of China, they've found psychoactive cannabis remnants in burial sites and ritualistic kind of places involving like shamanistic type...
Yep.
Stuff going on, also from the same kind of period. So
that makes a lot of sense.
What doesn't make sense is China today. You could get executed for that very thing.
I'm gonna cut out that one sentence and just have it. What doesn't make sense is China today. That's crazy, but it's true.
Yeah. So they have this kind of strange law. Well, they'll grow hemp for overseas, They'll make meth pipes and flood New Zealand with them. They'll make whatever and send them overseas. But if you try doing that domestically, you're off to a camp or in front of the firing squad. They're literally, from the government's point of view, it's to undermine Western civilization by flooding us with druggy stuff. Like, they do all the poor quality CBD that ends up in gas station vape pens in America. Interesting kind of history, right?
Yeah.
But just, like, what? How'd they go so wrong?
Oh, dear.
Mm.
Whoa.
Lighten the mood, shall we? This is in stuff today. Police managed to get a stuff photographer on hand, which I thought, isn't that an amazing coincidence? To get a man smoking a bong just before he was arrested on Fitzgerald Avenue in Christchurch.
Yeah.
They went to some sort of notorious block of flats, and he's there chuffing on his bong, and he finished it, and then just put it down and handed himself in, and they took him away. And when stuff then went, what's up with that? Is he up on some weed charges? They went, it was potentially tobacco, was the spokesperson.
Huh? He was smoking weed a tobacco in a bong.
Who knows?
You know what? If I was about to get arrested or the cops were coming for me, I would to reach for the nearest tool to give me some sort of, edge.
What are you saying? Consume it all before they get to you.
Not consume it all, but just like to help with the experience. If you're a little bit high and the cops are about to get you, that's crack ups.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's like, I just have to
Hang on a sec, yeah. If you're going to bust me, I need to chill out.
Give me some moment. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my thinking behind it. Not to get rid of it.
And of course, you could have had a prescription.
Precisely.
Bonging up the
current invalid.
Totally fine. Yeah, and of course, there is a defence on the Misuse of Drugs Act that you're on your way to find a police officer or station to hand it in.
Oh, okay, that's good.
That's why you've
Did
got
you
it.
Hear that, people? That's a good fib. I might have to whip it out one day. Good to know.
Yeah, lucky they appeared, so you can give it to them.
Oh, thank God, the cops are here. I was just coming to give you this weed that I found on the street.
There you go.
That's crack ups.
Trying to dispose of it by burning it. Very good. So, yes, there you go. It's next fam. When's that coming up? 16th? Oh, that's next weekend. Sorry, not this weekend. And I'm pleased to say, very pleased to say, because we've made it another year, which is harder than it sounds. Hemp Store turns 29 on the 20th of May back in 1997.
Woo!
Was the day we opened up the shop. There you go. And I think we probably did that too. And down the bottom of Queen Street all those years ago.
Wow. And, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
So it's the birthday month.
It is.
Coming up, and you're going to have a celebration, aren't you?
We'll have to do something. I have no idea what, but we'll have to do something.
You'll have to do something. Well, someone's actually texted in with a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I might be coming up for a drug test at work. I have my prescription, but I'm just curious. Do you have any tips on what to do in this situation?
Ooh. Well, you have a prescription, so, what you can do is talk to the boss or the human, whatever they're called.
Human resource.
Human resource. Oh, they're all lovely people.
Depends what you do for work, I guess, too.
Yeah, but, you can, because it's like any other medicine. And if someone's on, say, some sort of painkiller, that doesn't mean that they can't come to work. It just means that they might want to be aware of it for certain tasks or things.
Exactly.
Perhaps, or have a doctor's note that just shows, to show them or whatever. So that's one thing, is you can actually be upfront about it.
Yeah, tell them.
And just, sort of manage it. If you're using it for pain, for example, then hopefully the boss isn't making you do things that hurt.
Yeah, that would be shit.
If you're using it for sleep, then it's not even at work. So,
Yeah, I guess, but it would still be in your system. I guess it's just you just have to be like, it's my medicine. Sorry, dog.
Yeah, and all those other ones that are being tested for, they are legitimately prescribed as well. So all those other ones, people can be on and be failing it and going, here's my prescription.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they have things that will do false positives.
Yeah, like a Ritalin or something.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. I hope that answered your question, texter in error.
Yeah, otherwise, get the old fake pee, give them a bit of that, and keep your privacy.
You heard it here first, everyone. Have a carton of fake piss in the freezer just for this situation. Nah, you'll be all good. Just tell them. Be honest. Anyways, that was awesome. That wasn't too bad.
All right.
I mean, in terms of not your quality of yarns, but the news, you know, sometimes it's just absolutely terrible.
I know.
But you did a good
job. Which I do apologise for, but yeah, we try and be a bit upbeat, hopefully.
We will get there one day.
Well, motivational too.
One day when weed is legal, what are you going to do? Are you still going to come up here and do yarns, or are you going to be finally
come
like,
on.
I've
then
done the job?
Like consumer rights and reviews and all these sorts of things.
Oh my God, we get to sit here and do reviews. Stunning.
Hey, we could do that awesome. Anyway. We've got prescriptions.
It's true.
We could still review it.
Awesome.
Why don't we do that next week?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. There's an extractor fan up there.
Oh, God. Don't look too closely. You might faint. Awesome. Well, thanks, Chris.
Sweet as.
Sure.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.